Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Negotiators ended talks on a comprehensive Trans-Pacific Trade Pact today without a final agreement, but another round of talks is planned, possibly in May in China, on the sidelines of a meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Originally, the members of the Trans-Pacific Partnership had sought to reach a deal by the end of 2013. When that failed, they set their sights on talks this week in Singapore. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 568,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the old crop marketing year. That's the 13-14 marketing year. Also this morning, private exporters reporting to USDA cancellation of 110,000 metric tons of soft red winter wheat to Egypt during the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 1,843. It's down 4.25 points. The NASDAQ, 4,286, down almost 7. The S&P 500, 1,843. It's down 4.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue cold as we go through the weekend and on into next week, and there will be a couple of waves of snow coming and going across the region with a little wintry mix as well during this period of time. Our first wave of precipitation will continue to exit out of the eastern portions of the Midwest here today. That particular disturbance produced a little bit of snow across many areas in the last 24 hours, but is focused mostly on the easternmost sections of the eastern Midwest here this morning. And we'll likely see this snow exiting out of the region certainly by this afternoon. But Ohio and portions of Michigan will see the majority of the snowfall during the course of the day today. And by Michigan, I'm really referring to the downwind areas of Lake Michigan, where snow will continue for a fair amount of the day today. We will expect a little bit of a break, but another disturbance will already be forming out in portions of the northwestern plains and will be setting up for moving across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through the latter part of this week. The system it will actually come in two minor little waves. One is underway right now in portions of the northwest plains, but that is going to move southward and stay out of the heart of the Midwest. But we'll have another area of light snowfall beginning to evolve across the northwestern plains as we move from Thursday night into Friday morning, and that will be poised to move across the heart of the Midwest over the weekend, and it will likely produce some light accumulations. I don't think there's going to be quite as much intensity with this system as was advertised earlier this week, but we'll still see anywhere from a dusting upwards to 3 inches of snow, and there will be a little wintry mix of precipitation types perhaps in the southernmost portions of the region coming out of Kansas into portions of the Ohio River Valley from Friday into Saturday. Another wave of snow will come across the northern plains and into the Midwest as we go through the second half of the weekend, and that snow event will be perhaps a little bit more significant, especially as we get towards the first part of next week, and a close monitoring of that event is still warranted since the models are still suggesting perhaps a major winter storm will come out of that disturbance eventually. Temperatures will continue to be bitterly cold across a big part of the Midwest over this next several-day period. No break at all expected. We'll have the afternoon temperatures today single digits and teens across a very large portion of the Midwest. The same thing will occur tomorrow as well. Some 20s and 30s will occur in southern parts of the region, but this is a far cry from what should be normal at this time of the year, and normal is supposed to be 30s in the north and 40s and some lower 50s across the south, and we won't be be seeing normal temperatures across many areas at all over the next full week to 10 days. In fact, temperatures may be 20 to 40 degrees below average, and we'll expect to see some temperatures at night dropping well below zero across northern portions of the Midwest. Right now, it looks as though the temperatures below zero will reach as far south as northern Illinois and southern Iowa. And we'll perhaps see some negative single-digit readings occurring in parts of northern Indiana as well, with Thursday and Friday mornings expected to be coldest with this first wave of cold air, and it looks like we might take a little break from the coldest conditions for a while thereafter. But the northern U.S. plains and the uppermost parts of the Midwest will see a continuous diet of temperatures near and below zero occurring on a regular basis, at least for this next full week. The potential for any kind of change is still going to be held off until we get into the second week of March, so we'll continue to watch that rather closely. It should warm up across parts of the region, and we will likely see an increase in precipitation occur as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is coming up on Tuesday, March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Call 217-333-7300 for your tickets. Thanks to these businesses for their support: Strategic Farm Marketing, Pioneer Seed, Standard Grain, and Risk Management Commodities.
And we have just about a handful of tickets left for that event. Perhaps you've been looking at the weather and just trying to make a last-minute decision whether or not to go. Looks like weather's going to be pretty good next week. Warming trend. It doesn't appear to be a lot of precipitation in the forecast as of yet. Maybe today is the day to purchase your tickets. 217-333-7300. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 679 and three quarters, up 4 3/4. Soft May wheat, 610 3/4, down 6 1/4. March corn, 449, down 2 1/2. December, 462, down 3. March soybeans, 1381, down 5 1/2. November, 1155 1/2, down 4 3/4. March soybean meal, 464.40, now 30, now 40, down 150. March soybean oil, 40.51, down 24. February live cattle, 145.35, up 20. March feeder cattle, 170.20, unchanged. And April lean hogs, 99.20, and they are down 5 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we're just a week out now, huh?
Just a week out. It's amazing, amazing.
I think that everybody's waiting for that meeting, and are also waiting to get winter over. That's for doggone sure. A little bit of a softer market tone today, especially in the beans, after the rise that we've seen over the last week and a half.
Yeah, we are lower now by 4 to 5, but at 8:30 when we reopened, we were up 4 to 5, and we did have a big, huge sale to China this morning at 8 o'clock. I think 538,000 metric tons, which we thought maybe would push it higher, but we've come so far $1.20 plus over the last month that maybe that's not enough to push it much further.
Well, we do have first day notice on Friday. Maybe there's some liquidation ahead of that.
That could be.
Corn, sort of just chopping around. Actually stood in pretty well yesterday, I thought.
Yeah, it really has stood in well for the last month. It's come up 57 cents. We had a 410, and we got up to 469, I believe it was, in the December. We're at 462.5 now, down 2.5. We hit 65 early. Until the 8:30 time frame, we'd only had a 1 1/4 cent range in the corn. Now we've had about a 3.5, but it's down 2.5.
Would you expect sort of a trading range affair for the balance of the week?
I would expect that with a little push towards the downside just because of end of the month and where we've come from for profit taking.
Wheat, though, is the one green place on my screen. Well, in addition to live cattle, what's going on in the wheat market?
Wheat market, we have May down 6.5, we have July down 5 1/4, and next December we have down 5, and March wheat is down 9 1/4. We were up 3 to 5 early in the day, but again, after the 8:30 time frame, we went back on down.
Should we have any concern about live hogs?
Hogs have really come a long way, but we do have short supply, but we're putting more weight on them, so we actually have more meat available than before. the cattle are the ones where we have the lower numbers and the lower pounds in storage. And so we do have plenty of pork out there. So those high prices we got to might be, we might be right at the top, ready to stay there or back off a little bit.
They do look a little bit softer today. Thank you, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Have you purchased your tickets yet for the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House? 1 week from today, Sue Martin will be there presenting, and she will have a terrific presentation. Of course, all the great panels that you've come to learn from and make profit off of, including our corn, soybean, and cash grain panels. And also some specials this year, because it's the 25th annual. We do have a hat there for you to mark the occasion. And, of course, the Great Beef House Lunch and the Continental Breakfast. All for $30. Get your tickets. 217-333-7300. March corn, 449.5 down 2. December, 462.75 down 2.25. And November beans are 1156.5 down 3.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.